Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Paul Jonah, who is an attorney in the San Diego area, and he's partnering with the Thomas More Society in a case involving a school. And the San Diego School Board is being sued for unlawful cancel culture in the change of a school name. And Paul, it's great to have you on the program. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Sure. I want to give a little bit of a history lesson, if I may, because I think this is really fascinating. California, long before it became a state, California was developed, a lot of it, by a Catholic priest and some of his friends and so forth. And what they did was they created this whole network of missions, beginning in San Diego. And each mission was about a one-day horseback ride away from the other one. The most famous of these, of course, are Los Angeles and then San Francisco. And then the furthest northernmost one is Sonoma. So anyway, most of these Catholic names we're all familiar with and so forth, these were all developed by a man named Father Junipero Serra. And I understand there's a high school named in his honor, and it's been around for a long time, but now the politically correct forces, even some Catholic folks and so forth, are saying, oh, it's time to get rid of Father Junipero Serra. In fact, during the time of statue toppling last year in California, some of his statues were torn down. So I'm going to sit down and let you wax eloquent. Tell us about this case.
Sure. Yeah, that's a great introduction. Just to give you a little bit more of a history lesson. So Father Serra, you know, was doing just fine staying in Spain. He was an academic. He was in his 50s, and he decided to come over as a missionary to what's now, you know, present-day Mexico. And he walked on foot to Mexico City after arriving on by boat, and then decided he was the kind of guy that would learn the native language of the indigenous peoples. He was so eager to share the gospel with them. And upon seeing them, he often would wash their feet, and he loved them and cared for their immortal souls. And as he established this mission system in California, eventually, he continued to learn in his 50s and 60s. He continued to learn the native language of these indigenous populations. He was motivated, obviously, by love and by concern for their salvation, and taught them other skills, animal husbandry, and different trades, and obviously was regarded by the Catholic Church, and when he was canonized by Pope Francis as a saint, went through a rigorous canonization process. But these politically correct activists in 2020 have now tarnished his legacy and basically have outright said he was complicit in murder and torture, and basically are rewriting history and trying to cancel him out of our public square here in San Diego. I mean, we have Tierra Santa, where this high school is located, actually translated literally means holy ground. We have Mission Valley. We have roads named after the friars, and all these different religious names are part of our history and culture and the legacy that Father Serra has in this area. But what they've done, in a nutshell, and I'll try to be very brief, is the students decided to change the mascot in 2020. They said the mascot was the conquistador, and they wanted to change that because it was a symbol of a time in history that they, is currently unpopular. So let's change the mascot. The principal, who's apparently an activist, and has said, well, you know what? Let's also have a discussion about changing the name of the school now. I think it's long past due, is what she said. So she started polling the community. She didn't poll everybody, but she sent out some polls and some petitions. And to her surprise, most people in the area were actually in favor of keeping the name Junipero Serra High School, or shortening it to Serra High School. There was a small percentage, I think 16%, that were in favor of the name that she was suggesting, which was Canyon Hills. But instead of just accepting the fact that people were not in favor of her idea, she continued with this process. They formed a naming committee that didn't include residents of the community. They changed the rules for changing the names of high schools. Before, the rules used to say that a high school name was permanent, which obviously, it makes good sense. When you graduate from a school, you don't want that school name changing. They changed those rules in the middle of a pandemic. They held a secret hearing where no one from the community had any idea this hearing was taking place. And the school board was presented with false information about the nature and legacy of Father Serra. And they were presented with false information about the polls, suggesting, in fact, blatantly false, suggesting that the poll showed that people were, the majority of people in the community were in favor of changing the name, which is just demonstrably false.
Wow.
And then they had this hearing where they invited the tribal community to provide input, and they invited the two students who started this petition, but no one from the community, which is a 45,000, you know, residents in the Tierra Santa community, no one knew about this meeting. They heard about the name change literally the day after it was voted on, and the Tierra Santa Community Council, which is like a community planning group, was so outraged that they voted unanimously to formally request the school board to rescind the name change. So that's a snapshot summary of what happened, and now we've filed a lawsuit basically asking the judge to push pause. Let's do this in a fully transparent way where the full community can have some input and where there's no false information. Let both sides have a voice and have an input on this decision.
Very interesting. I assume this is a public school?
It's a public school, and it's in a, it's like I said, it's in this area, Tierra Santa, and it was named after this saint, who's not only just a saint, obviously he's a very significant historical figure, and it's not uncommon for schools to be named after people like that, but it is a public school.
But wait, what's the link between the name that you're saying, the name of the community, versus Junipero Serra, the virtual founder of California?
Right, yeah, he's considered the founder, founding father of California, apostle of California. Well, the link is, I'm just mentioning that in San Diego, we have a number of streets and communities that have some religious connotation from our past. So the name itself, San Diego, literally means Saint Didicus. There's an area in San Diego called Mission Valley, which is where the first mission is. There's a main street called Friars Road. Yeah. This community happens to be called Tierra Santa, which means holy ground, because it was near this mission. So I'm just mentioning that
sure.
It's not just the name of the school. The whole, and I can go on. There's probably hundreds of examples in San Diego.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Go ahead. No, finish your thought.
And most of California is like that. I mean, Los Angeles, Sacramento. These are all, you know, San Clemente, Ventura. All these are named after saints or historically significant religious figures or the times of the early founding of the state. So.
San Jose is St. Joseph.
Right.
You know, it's interesting. California is often known for its wine. Well, I learned in one of those missions that wine production in California began for the purposes of Holy Communion in the Catholic Church.
Yeah.
I mean, that's that. You know, you think about that. I mean, that was the origin. That was the genesis of the California wine production. You know, the first university that was in California was started in one of those missions. The Father Junipero Serra, this apostle to California that we've been talking about, I've been to his grave. It's actually inside one of these mission churches, and I believe it was Carmel by the Sea. But there's a lot of rich
right.
history. Why are people declaring war on a history? And especially, why are they likening this man that would wash the natives' feet? Why are they likening him to, a conquistador? And the conquistadors did do some bad things.
Yeah, and we're not really advocating for keeping the name of the mascot. I mean, if you want to change the mascot, that's fine. But you know what's the most surprising thing is that it's not like up for debate what kind of man this was. I mean, the historical record is clear. Any honest historian will look at it and say, yeah, there's no question. I mean, there's things, for example, that are just indisputable. On one occasion, he was in California. He was unhappy with how the indigenous were being treated by the Spanish soldiers, so he literally walked on foot with a bad leg from California down to Mexico City just to get special faculties from the authorities to discipline the Spanish soldiers that were abusing the indigenous population. I mean, this is a fact. He also moved the Presidio sites away from the missions so that there would be some protection from the soldiers between the Indians. So he was very mindful and aware. And I mean, he repeatedly pressed the Spanish authorities for better treatment of the native people. So what's probably the most surprising thing is how these activists, these people with this agenda, are just willing to completely rewrite history without any real credibility or foundation for their position. And they just, so the truth is going to be told in this lawsuit, which is what we're explaining to the judge. We hope to have a hearing this week asking just for, you know, we're not asking for the judge to keep the, well, we are asking for the judge not to allow them to take the name out, because there's a component to the case I haven't talked about, which involves the government's animus towards the saint and animus towards the Catholic faith, which should not be tolerated under the Establishment Clause. They've also, as a side note, their new mascot is the rattlesnake or the rattler, and they've specifically made note that that's considered a sacred creature to the indigenous. So now it's not only canceling out a great Catholic saint, but also having a preference for these tribal groups' religious beliefs and by choosing a mascot that they find to be a sacred animal. So it's a little, yeah, it's a bizarre case, but we feel it's very important for these, you know, to fight back against these efforts, because what's next? I mean, once they change the name of this high school, what are they going to do next? Are they going to try to rename everything? Are they going to cancel every significant historical religious figure in our community? It has to be resisted. So I'm glad the community is gathering together and fighting back.
You know, it's interesting that even the most famous of all those missions, Los Angeles, the full name is, it's a very long name, but it's something to the effect of Our Lady of the Chapel of such and such, da 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 da, of the angels. And they just used, of course, those words, the angels, in Spanish, and that's, you know, that's the name. But ultimately, it is the Mother of Jesus Christ, who for whom Los Angeles is named, which is one of our biggest cities in the whole country. Even the state capital, as you mentioned earlier, is Sacramento. That's in reference to Holy Communion in the Catholic Church. So a lot of this stuff, if they have this anti-Catholic animus, you're right, where would they stop? It's not just the name of this one high school. And we saw last year, there were about two or three, maybe more statues of this fellow we've been talking about, Father Juniper Serra, the apostle to California, that they toppled his statue. You know, they even pulled down the statue of Ulysses S. Grant, you know, who fought, against slavery. But, you know, you can never please the woke crowd, I guess.
That's perhaps what's most concerning, which is the timing. It was in the wake of these statues being torn down and the churches being set on fire that people say, gee, that's a good reason for us to think about changing. I mean, that's what started this, which is unbelievable. But, you know, there's also a line of, I mentioned, Supreme Court authority, including a recent case just a couple of years ago that deals with removing crosses from public areas. And we were involved in a case in San Diego called the Mount Soledad cross case. Actually, my partner was involved, Chuck Lamandry. And there was a case that came out from the Supreme Court just a couple of years ago, building on that case, which basically, this Alito said, made it very clear, you know, specifically addressing California, and he said, you know, I can sense in the future there may be a desire for these politically correct people to sort of, you know, not only rename places. He was literally prophetic in this, rename or you know, do away with these symbols. These, you know, said this would be unconstitutional. It was very clear in the ruling that he kind of saw the stuff that we're dealing with now. So we think there's lots of strong authority that's going to stop, you know, hopefully give us protection from this kind of threat going forward as well. So we'll see.
Justice Samuel Alito is truly one of the best. I mean, he's just absolutely tremendous. In fact, I would say probably the single best thing that George W. Bush did was to appoint Samuel Alito to the court. All right, we have about half a minute left. What's at stake in this case, sir?
What's at stake is our legacy, our ability to maintain our history as a culture, as a people, as a nation, and without, you know, being basically, you know, I think the heart of our country and the heart of our community is strong, and there's activists with an agenda. They need to be resisted. So I think they need to know that people are going to fight back. They're not going to tolerate this kind of attack on our history, attack on our community. So there's a lot at stake. We're going to be successful, but we do need your prayers and support, and we thank you for covering this case.
Sure. Okay, thank you, Paul Jonah. ThomasMoreSociety.org for more information. Thanks, and all the best.
Thank you.